How many of you parents are buying merchandise for your children and don't even realize it is witchcraft with spells rooted in Satanism, and it is causing you to spend money by giving it to Satan and his works each time you do this? Don't be surprised when the spirit of poverty comes to you for doing this. Don't be surprised when children start killing each other and sacrificing their own animals. Don't be surprised when demons walk into your children and you no longer have a child that wants to read the Bible or even hear the name of the God you serve, when your child will hate all that is holy. I tell you this, I, Yahweh, am the potter. You and your children are to be my clay. I, Yahweh, am to mold you, not Harry Potter. The growth of this evil potter that will plant in your minds and in that of your children that casting spells is harmless and controlling and manipulating others is the thing to do. Beware, for your children all over the world in every language will become possessed. And if you don't see it right away, don't be surprised. For some demonic possessions will not be noted right away, for the demons will lay dormant and in wait. Do you realize how many souls will be sacrificed to Satan because of this occult film and all the books that you fed your children? Do you realize this is real and those practicing the black arts, shamanism, Satanism, are not laughing at the film and books? They are laughing at all those that don't take this seriously. Forbid your children to be taken to this film or to read the books. If you have the books in the house or in your grandchildren's house, pray over the books. Cast the curses off of the books. Plead the blood of Yeshua over the books. Ask my forgiveness if you have sinned and encourage this in any way. Come to me in the name of Yeshua and burn those books. Boycott the schools that allow this to be part of its curriculum. Get the teachers fired if they insist to teach your children witchcraft. Forbid them to feed your children any more of this evil. The teachers will regret this. The schools that take part in this will regret this. For if they think they have problems now with the students, just wait until what the children view in the Harry Potter movie and books is used to experiment on the teachers and parents. Satan will give your children the occult powers to harm. Your own children shall become your worst enemies. Repent today. Turn away from this evil. Turn your children instead to I, Yahweh, and Yeshua. We alone are to be the potter of you and your children's clay. They are to be molded in our image, not Harry Potter's. Even the name was chosen for a purpose, to mold your children into the image of the fictional character of Harry Potter. Demonic spirits are waiting and watching to see who will open themselves up to demonic possessions through the gates of this movie and the books. There is no good knowledge to be gained through the books or movie. So why do you endanger my precious little ones? Demons are walking into your children. Children will walk into the theaters, but it won't be your children that walk out. You have been warned. You won't notice it right away. Some will and some parents won't. But I tell you, your children will be taken over. Little by little, the more they feed on this addiction that is going around the world, not for a drug or sex, but for the feeding frenzy of learning and studying and practicing the black arts of the occult, setting the world up for the Antichrist system to be accepted more readily. Remember, the Antichrist will do the things your children read in the Harry Potter books and films, and even more. Parents who call themselves mine and don't repent and warn others, know this. Because of your rebellion, I, Yahweh, will turn a deaf ear when you pray and dare to face me after I have warned you, and when you come weeping to me, and I will say, you were warned, and now you shall feed on my wrath, and you won't like the taste of it. All of heaven watches, and you are surrounded with a cloud of witnesses. How many after this prophetic warning will care enough and warn others? You are held accountable for what you know. Don't say you don't know. For even before I spoke out of this apostle of mine, you know I demand you protect your children, and how can you say this is protecting your children? America, where is your repentance before me? Why do you keep heaping judgments upon your head? I hear prayers going forth in Yeshua's name, yet where is the turning away of sin? England, you have brought judgment from heaven upon you. Repent, for this wickedness comes from your own land, England. You have done nothing to stop it. Why? How can my spiritual leaders stay silent? Why are not the churches putting warnings out in newspapers and on the airwaves? Why are not my children boycotting every store and product that promotes this witchcraft and demon possessions? Why are not the parents protesting and refusing to allow the schools to feed your children what you have not fed your children? Beware. The more the study of a diet of this evil, the more the demonic possessions will be quite evident. Parents, is this really worth your children's souls? All who feed on this diet of the occult, is this worth your souls? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I, Yahweh and Yeshua, will not know you if you don't repent and turn back to holiness and repent for staying silent. Where are my other apostles and prophets that should be sounding the shofar horn, warning of the danger to mind, body, spirit, and soul of all who view this film and read the books? You have been warned. Now it is your choice. Who do you choose to be your potter, I, Yahweh and Yeshua, or Harry Potter? That film and books will only mold you and your children into all that is unholy. It is your choice. Don't say I don't send my apostles and prophets to warn before I send my judgment. Even the ground shakes in fear at the anger of I, Yahweh. How much more should you who are commanded to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? I admonish you now and tell you, the blood of the children all over the world will be on your hands, for you did not warn them. The blood of the unborn babies which are aborted, tortured, used in medical experiments and cosmetics, and sacrificed for selfish reasons is on your hands. There is no good reason to kill innocent babes. All who do this will answer to me on judgment day if they don't repent and warn others. Now you have a new blood of the children on your hands, all because you refuse to warn others not to feed your children the occult as a food for your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Harry Potter will mold your children into witches, warlocks, and Satanists, casting spells that will terrify you. Houses will become possessed with every kind of evil spirit. Plead the blood of Yeshua even on the commercials, and speak up to even the television that endangers your children with the commercials that loose demonic spirits. Speak up to your radio stations. Boycott those that refuse to listen. Hit them where it hurts. Their bank accounts. Speak up to the schools that promote this. Fight the spirit of the Antichrist before it is too late. Ask yourself, would your public schools take the time to read the Holy Scriptures in a classroom? Would your public schools take your children to see a passion play of the life of Yeshua? Then why are you allowing Satan to teach your children? Get them out of the dens of the Antichrist before it is too late. The world's children are being groomed now, just as surely as hair is groomed. Therefore, the name Harry Potter. This film, worldwide, will be shown, and yet it should not be received as the kind of grooming you want your children to have, nor even yourselves. There has been a lot of planning by Satanists to take over the minds, bodies, spirits, and souls of you and your children, using the vessels that promote this evil. What are you going to do about it? It's your choice, for I will not help anyone that has the ability to warn and the knowledge and yet endangers their children or the children of others by remaining silent. The walk-in spirits are laying in wait for your children as well as yourself. What is the price of your soul? What is the price of your children's souls? I, Yahweh, have told my daughter Elizabeth to warn you. How many will listen? Warn even the heathen, or the blood will be on your hands. There are those who have the knowledge to know how to assemble boycotts. Don't remain silent any longer, or the blood is on your hands. This is only one vessel of clay that I have molded to speak forth these warnings. Now, what will you do to help her get this message to the masses of people?